Hello, and welcome to another powerful and life-changing motivational lesson. Today, I want to share with you the most important principles that I've learned in my life. Principles that completely changed my mindset, my success, and my future. And if you truly understand these principles and apply them, your life will never be the same again. Most people struggle, fail, and live in regret because they don't know these simple truths. But today, I am giving them to you. If you follow these principles, I promise you, your life will transform. You will rise above struggles, above negativity, and above your own doubts. You will become a powerful person, someone who inspires others, someone who achieves their dreams. So stay with me till the end, because this lesson might be the most important thing you ever hear. Now let's begin. Principle 1. Don't compare yourself to others. 95% of people fail because they keep comparing themselves to others. They look at others' success and feel bad about their own life. They see someone making more money, driving expensive cars, having a perfect body, or getting more appreciation. And they start to feel like they are not good enough. And that's where they lose. But why? Because comparison makes you weak. It destroys your confidence. It makes you feel like a failure before you've even started. Let me tell you something powerful. If someone is more successful than you, it's okay. If someone has more money than you, it's okay. If someone is ahead in life, it's okay. Your time will come. The only difference between you and them is time. They started earlier, or they got an opportunity before you. But that doesn't mean they will always be ahead. If you work hard, you will leave them behind. So what should you do? Stop watching others. Start watching yourself. If you compare yourself to who you were yesterday. Are you improving? Are you working harder? Are you learning new things? That's the only competition that matters. And here's something important. If someone insults you, don't fight back. If someone says, "I have a Lamborghini, I make millions," smile. Don't feel small. Don't get jealous. Just be silent and work hard. Because one day, after 5 years, you will show them your Rolls Royce. They will talk, they will show off, they will try to bring you down. But you don't need to fight with them. You need to fight with yourself. Control your emotions. Control your anger. Control your pain. And just keep working. The best revenge is success. If you stay focused, there will be a day when they will look at you and say, "How did this happen?" But you will know. It happened because you didn't waste time comparing. You didn't let their words break you. You kept moving forward. So, from today, promise yourself, you will not compare yourself to others. You will only compare yourself to who you were yesterday. Principle 2. Nothing is impossible. Most people fail before they even try. Do you know why? Because they believe in the biggest lie. This is impossible. But let me tell you something. There is no such thing as impossible. It's just an illusion in your mind. Think about this. For thousands of years, people believed that it was physically impossible to run a mile in under 4 minutes. Scientists, doctors, and athletes all agreed it could never be done. Then, in 1954, one man changed everything. His name was Roger Bannister. He didn't listen to the world. He didn't care what others said. He trained his mind to believe it was possible. And then, one day, he did it. He ran a mile in 3 minutes and 59 seconds. And guess what? Just a few months later, other athletes also ran under 4 minutes. Why? Because suddenly they believed it was possible. The lesson here is simple. As long as no one has done something, the world says, it's impossible. But the moment one person does it, suddenly everyone can. So the question is, will you be the one who proves the world wrong? When someone tells you this is impossible, you have two choices. Believe them and stay small. Ignore them and make history. Which one will you choose? Remember this. People said flying was impossible until the Wright brothers invented the airplane. People said talking across the world was impossible until the telephone was invented. People said landing on the moon was impossible until astronauts did it. The only limits that exist are the ones in your mind. So from today, whenever someone says, this is impossible, you tell yourself, nothing is impossible. I just have to be the first one to do it. Principle 3. This is the right time. Most people live their entire life saying, I'll start tomorrow. I'll do it later. I'll wait for the right time. But guess what? There is no right time. You have two options in life. Passion, work for your dreams, distraction. Waste time and regret later. If you don't have a target, find your passion. And if you already know what you want, start working for it today. Think about this. Your illness can wake you up at 3 a.m., but your dreams can't. How many people do you know who are old now and say, I wish I followed my dreams. I wish I had worked harder. I wish I hadn't listened to others. The time you want to do something, time will be gone. And do you know what will be left? Regret. Regret of not giving a better life to your parents. Regret of not giving a good education to your children. When a doctor has an emergency, do they wait? No. That's how you need to see your life, as an emergency. Every second you waste is a second you will never get back. You have so much capability inside you, but capability is nothing if you don't use it. So from today, promise yourself, I will not wait for the right time. I will not make excuses. I will start now. Because this is the right time. Principle 4. Don't stop. If someone asks me, what is the secret of success? I have only two words. Don't stop. That's it. That's the whole formula for success. Whatever you do, wherever you are in life, no matter how hard things get, don't stop. Are you tired? Okay, take a little rest. But don't stop. Are you hungry? Eat some food, but don't stop. Are you feeling sleepy? Sleep for a while, but don't stop. Because the moment you stop, the moment you give up, you lose. Success is not about talent. It's not about intelligence. It's not about luck. It's about persistence. The ones who succeed in life are not always the smartest. They are not always the most talented. They are simply the ones who never stopped walking. So, let me ask you, how many times have you started something and given up? How many times have you said, this is too hard, and walked away? How many times have you seen others succeed and thought, maybe I should quit? This is where most people fail. They start something full of excitement, full of energy, full of motivation. But when things get hard, when success doesn't come quickly, when they don't see results immediately, they stop. And the moment they stop, they lose everything they had worked for. Do you know how close you are to success? You might be one step away. But if you stop now, you'll never know. Think about this. When a miner is digging for gold, he digs and digs, but finds nothing. The ground is dry. His hands are bleeding. He is tired. And then one day he says, I give up. But what he doesn't know is this. If he had just dug one more meter, he would have found gold. Most people quit when they are one step away from success. Look at time. See how much time has passed in your life. Years have gone by. You've seen ups and downs. And whether you succeed or not, time will still pass. But the question is, what will you do with the time that is left? If you stop now, if you give up, if you say, I'm done, then 5 years from now, you will be in the same place with the same regrets. But if you keep walking, if you keep pushing, if you refuse to stop, your time will come. The people who laugh at you today, who doubt you today, who think you will never make it, they will be the ones clapping for you tomorrow. You just have to keep walking. And don't think small, think big. Small thinking creates small lives. If you want to achieve something great, you have to dream big. So promise yourself, no matter what happens, no matter how hard it gets, you will never stop, because success is waiting for you. And the only thing you have to do, just keep going. Principle 5, take risks. Life is full of risks. Whether you like it or not, you're already taking risks every single day. When you cross the road, it's a risk. When you trust someone, it's a risk. Even when you eat food, it's a risk, because who knows what's inside. But here's the truth. If you are already taking risks every day, then why not take the risk for your dreams? Why are you afraid? Do you know the biggest risk in life? The biggest risk is not taking any risks at all. Because if you never take a risk, you will never grow. You will never achieve anything great. You will always stay exactly where you are. Some people live their whole life afraid to take risks. And do you know what happens? Nothing. They stay in the same job they hate. They stay in the same city they don't like. They stay in the same situation, the same routine, the same cycle, because they are afraid to take a chance. But let me tell you something. Problems will come and go. No matter what you do, there will always be problems. But if you are strong enough, if your mind is strong enough, you will find solutions. Most people cry about their problems. They sit and complain. I have financial problems. I have relationship problems. I have health problems. They cry all day, thinking that crying will change their situation. But here's the truth. Complaining will never change your life. If you have problems, stand up and face them. No successful person got there without taking risks. Steve Jobs took a risk when he started Apple in his garage. Elon Musk took a risk when he put all his money into Tesla and almost lost everything. J.K. Rowling took a risk when she kept writing Harry Potter even after being rejected 12 times. And today, the world knows their names. Do you know why? Because they were not afraid to take risks. And here's the most important part. Taking a risk does not mean acting without thinking. Taking a risk means believing in yourself even when no one else does. So let me ask you, what is stopping you from taking a risk? What is stopping you from starting your business? What is stopping you from following your dreams? Is it fear? Fear of failure? Fear of what people will say? Let me tell you, the people who laugh at you today will be silent tomorrow. But that will only happen if you take the risk. If you want to achieve something big in life, you have to step outside your comfort zone. Because nothing great ever happens inside your comfort zone. And remember this, if you take a risk and fail, you will learn. If you take a risk and succeed, you will win. But if you never take a risk, you will regret it forever. So, what will you do? Will you sit in fear, or will you take the risk? Because your future is waiting for you. And the only way to reach it? Be brave. Take the risk and never look back. Principle 6, control your mind, control your life. Listen to me carefully. Your mind is your biggest enemy, or it is your greatest power. It all depends on how you control it. Most people in this world are slaves to their minds. Their mind tells them, you can't do it. They believe it. You're too weak. They accept it. You will fail. And they give up. And that is why 95% of people never achieve their dreams. But you are not weak. You think you are weak because your mind is weak. And your weak mind is controlling your strong body. The moment you take control of your mind, you take control of your life. Let me give you an example. Imagine a wild horse. The horse is strong, powerful, fast. But if no one controls it, the horse will run anywhere, hit trees, fall down. It will never reach anywhere. But if a skilled rider sits on that horse, controls it, directs it, makes it follow a path, that same horse becomes a champion. Your mind is that horse. If you don't control it, it will take you to failure, laziness, sadness, depression. But if you learn to control your mind, you will take yourself to success, power, confidence, and an unstoppable life. So let me ask you, who is in control? You or your mind? Your mind says, I'm too tired to work. Tell it, shut up. Work anyway. Your mind says, I don't feel like waking up early. Tell it, shut up. Wake up anyway. Your mind says, I can't do this. Tell it, shut up. Watch me do it. If you want to be successful, you need to stop listening to your weak thoughts. A successful person does not do what they feel like doing. A successful person does what needs to be done, whether they feel like it or not. So from today, be the master of your mind. Because if you can control your mind, you can control anything. Principle 7. Never expect anything from others. Let me tell you the biggest mistake people make in life. They expect too much from others. And that is why they are always disappointed, hurt, betrayed, and frustrated. You expect your friends to always support you, but they don't. You expect your family to understand your dreams, but they don't. You expect people to respect you, but they don't. And then what happens? You cry, you feel sad, you feel like giving up. Why? Because you were depending on others. But listen to me. If you want to be truly powerful, never expect anything from anyone. I often say this. No one is coming to save you. No one is coming to make your life better. No one is coming to make you rich. This is your life. And only you can change it. Do you know why successful people are different? Because they don't wait for anyone. They don't wait for motivation. They create it. They don't wait for help. They figure it out. They don't wait for people to believe in them. They believe in themselves. If you keep expecting people to support you, you will always be weak. Because when they don't support you, you will stop. But if you say, I don't need anyone. I will make it on my own. Then no one can stop you. If someone supports you, great. If they don't, even better, because now you will prove them wrong. So from today, stop expecting. Just work, just grind, just move forward. And one day, the same people who ignored you will say, I always believed in you. But by that time, you won't even care. Principle 8, become dangerous. I don't mean become violent. I don't mean hurt people. I don't mean do bad things. I mean, become so powerful, so confident, so unstoppable that people fear underestimating you. Let me tell you something. Weak people are ignored. No one listens to a weak person. No one respects a weak person. No one follows a weak person. But a strong person? A strong person changes everything. A strong person walks into a room and people feel their presence. A strong person doesn't beg for respect, they command it. A strong person doesn't ask for opportunities, they create them. And you have the power to become that person. But for that, you need to stop being soft. Some of you are too emotional. Someone says something bad to you, you cry. Someone doesn't support you, you lose confidence. Someone insults you, you feel like giving up. But no one cares. The world is not fair. People are not fair. Life is not fair. But you have to be stronger than life. You need to become the kind of person who doesn't break, who doesn't get affected, who doesn't care what people say. People should see you and say, no matter what we do, this person never stops. This person is unbreakable. Because when you become that person, you become powerful. And when you become powerful, everything in life changes. You will achieve more. You will succeed faster. You will become the person people admire. So from today, stop being soft. Stop being weak. Stop breaking down over small things. Become so strong, so focused, so determined that nothing and no one can shake you. Because powerful people rule the world. And you? You were born to be powerful. Principle 9. Be unstoppable. Not just strong. Many people think strength is the key to success. But strength alone is not enough. There is something far more powerful than being strong. Being unstoppable. A strong person can lift heavy weights. A strong person can work hard. A strong person can fight through difficulties. But strength has a limit. Even strong people get tired. Even strong people fall. But an unstoppable person? They don't stop for anything. If they get tired, they keep moving. If they fall, they stand up again. If they fail, they try again. Nothing can break them. Nothing can stop them. They move forward no matter what. Let me tell you about a man named Thomas Edison. He failed 10,000 times while trying to create the light bulb. Think about that. Most people give up after one failure. Some people try again, maybe two or three times. But 10,000 times. Do you know what he said when someone asked him how he felt after failing 10,000 times? He said, I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work. And that is why today, when you turn on a light in your room, you are using his invention. If he had given up, the world would have been in darkness. Now think about your own life. Maybe you have failed. Maybe people have laughed at you. Maybe you have tried and failed 10 times, 20 times, 100 times. But ask yourself this. Have you really failed as much as Edison? No? Then why are you stopping? If your dream is big, your patience must be bigger. There will be obstacles. There will be pain. There will be failure. But if you are unstoppable, nothing will matter. So, from today, don't just be strong. Be unstoppable. Principle 10. The world respects results, not efforts. This world does not care how hard you try. It only cares about one thing, what you achieve. People say, I worked so hard, but no one appreciates me. Of course they don't. Because effort is invisible. Results are visible. If a student studies 12 hours a day but still fails the exam, does the teacher reward them? No, because the world only respects the one who passes. If a boxer trains every day but loses the fight, does he get the championship belt? No, because the world only respects the one who wins. This may sound harsh, but it is the truth. And if you understand this, your life will change. Right now, some of you are working hard. Some of you are trying. Some of you are struggling. But ask yourself, where are the results? If there are no results, you need to change something. Maybe you need to change your strategy. Maybe you need to learn new skills. Maybe you need to work smarter, not just harder. Because in the end, effort alone will not make you successful. Only results will. So don't just work hard. Work in a way that gives you results. Because once you have results, the same people who ignored you will start respecting you. And here is my final message. Become the person you once admired. Think back to when you were a child. There was someone you admired. Maybe it was a superhero. Maybe it was a famous person. Maybe it was your father, mother, teacher, or an elder. When you saw them, you thought, one day I want to be like them. But then life happened. You grew up. People told you to be realistic. Society made you feel small. Your dreams started to fade. But listen to me. That child inside you is still alive. That child is waiting. That child is still hoping. That child still believes that one day you will become the person you once admired. Do you kill that child's dreams? Do you tell that child, I gave up? Or do you stand up, fight, and become the person you were always meant to be? Because the truth is, you have that power. The person you admired was not special. They were human, just like you. The only difference is, they chose to become great. Now it's your turn. Be someone that your younger self would be proud of. Be someone that your future self will thank. Be someone that people look at and say, this person didn't just live, they changed the game. You have heard everything. You have learned everything. Now there is only one thing left to do. Take action. Motivation is useless if you don't act. Knowledge is useless if you don't use it. Dreams are useless if you don't chase them. So stop waiting. Stop doubting. Stop making excuses. This is your life. This is your moment. This is your time. Go out there. Prove them wrong. Become legendary.